Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, you always point out when you have a great come-from-behind, dramatic last-at-bat win, you've got to turn that page quickly. The good news is, last night, it was not a well-played game by the Indians, but Terry, it's over and done with, and it's only one day.
Thankfully, because we didn't do a lot of things well last night, and that was uncharacteristic. And hopefully we learn from it and move on and play better, because last night that wasn't the way we play. That's not the way we want to play, and it was disappointing. So we need to turn the page, because you don't want to let games like that linger.
Carlos Carrasco, everything okay with him?
Yeah, I mean, he's fine. He just, you know, he makes some mistakes to probably guys he shouldn't. You know, the guys maybe should get out are hurting him, you know, because there's some good hitters in that lineup that are going to hurt you when you make a mistake. But there was just, you know, there was the only thing we were really consistent about was we gave up runs in every inning. And that's not something you're looking for. They just kind of won us to death for a while. And then they had a couple crooked numbers, just couldn't ever stop an inning.
Well, now tonight you have Trevor Bauer, and he's a real wild card in all of this, isn't he, Tito?
That's a good way to say it, Hammy. I mean, he has the ability, and we've seen it, where he can go out and completely dominate a game. And then we've seen the other side, too, at times. But, again, we've seen more good, I think, than the other way, which is good. And when he's got it going, he can stay out there for, I mean, this kid, he's not scared, and he's resilient, and he can throw all day. So hopefully he just makes his pitches, and I don't go talk to him until about 10 o'clock.
Terry, when you see Trevor in a ballgame, do you get a pretty good indication? Is he one of those guys you know early what kind of a night it's going to be, and are there tipping points for you?
No, I wouldn't say no, though, and I get your point, but because even on the good nights, there's times he gives up runs in the first inning, and then you look up 3 hours later, you're still pitching. You know, it'd be nice to get out of the first inning, and then – but – that's kind of been Trevor's MO since we've had him. You know, it takes him a little while to get into the game. That's why we tried to get him to kind of dumb down some of his pitches, because he thought he was throwing too many early and not mastering enough of them. And then as he gets into a game and he gets a feel for his pitches, he can get to be pretty dominant.
Well, if there's any good news out of last night, you didn't go to your big boy, Sanov. They've had a few days off when you talk about your key back end guys.
You know, Hammy, it's important. You get to this time of year, and you want to let those guys, when they come in, because we're going to lean on them, and when you do, you don't want them to be on fumes. So when you have a chance to have them not throw, you don't chase, because when you start doing that, you start chasing your tail instead of chasing a win.
Is it hard, Terry? What are we now? 2.5 weeks, roughly, left in the regular season. Is it hard during the course of a ball game to know exactly when you say, we don't chase this game anymore?
Sometimes. And that's why I think when the night's over, I'm probably exhausted. Not because I'm doing anything physical, but for three and a half hours, your brain is going nonstop on trying to put your team in the best position. And it may look like you're just sitting there, but you're always trying to think of, can we do this? Should we do this? Should we stay away from this? What's next? And I try, and you've heard me say it, you try to have common sense. In the 7th, 8th, 10th inning, common sense is not the easiest thing to have.
Now, how about your ball club? Do you get a sense that they're okay? Are they tired? Do you see any of this?
I think we were a little tired yesterday. I think we looked tired. And I understand that. We just have to find ways to either regroup or, you know, you still got to catch the ball, things like that. But it happens. It's not realistic that it won't happen. Like I said, though, I just want to make sure we turn the page.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and the White Sox coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.